Satz, Satyavan spoke first to Savitri. How art thou named among the sons of men? I have heard strange voices cross the ether's waves. The centaur's withered song has thrilled my ear. I glimpsed the apsaras bathing in the pool and saw the wood nymphs peering through the leaves. The winds have shown to me their trampling lord. I have beheld the princes of the sun burning in thousand-pillared houses of light. So now my mind could dream and my heart fear. Thou drovest thy horses from the thunderous world.
We'll be right back.
music? She answered, I am Savitri, Princess of Madra. Who art thou? What name? Musical on earth, express thee to men. What trunk of kings, watered by fortunate streams, has flowered at last upon one happy heart?
Thank you.
And Satyavan replied to Savitri, "Indeed, when yet his sight looked clear on life, King Dhumatsena once the Sharwahid, heaven's brilliant gods recalled their careless gifts, took from blank eyes their glad and helping rays. He sojourned in two solitudes within and in the solemn morale of the woods. Son of that king, I, Satyavan, have lived content, for not yet of thee aware, in my high people's loneliness of spirit."
Thank you.
Visioned spell pursued my boyhood hours. The neighing pride of rapid life that holds wind-maned through our pasture on my seeing moon, cast shapes of swiftness to be spotted near against the vesper sky, became a song of evening to the silence of the soul. I caught for some eternal eye the sudden kingfisher flashing the darkling pool. A slow swan silvering the azure lakes. A shape of magic whiteness sailed through dream. Pranked butterflies, the conscious flowers of air, the brilliant long bills in their vivid dress, the peacock scattering on the breeze his moon, painted my memory like a frescoed wall.
Thank you.
Deathless being in me feels. It knows that thou art he my spirit has sought amidst earth's thronging visages and forms across the golden spaces of my life. And Satyavan, like a replying harp to the insisting calling of a flute, answered her questioning and let stream to her his heart in many colored waves of speech. Oh, golden princess, perfect Savitri, will thou not make this mortal bliss thy sphere? Descend, O happiness, with thy moon-gold feet, enrich earth's floors upon whose sleep we lie. I have heard thee, and I know that thou, and only thou, our teeth. Then down she came from her high carved car, descending with a soft and faltering pace, her gleaming feet upon the green gold sward, scattered a memory of wandering bees, and lightly pressed the unspoken desire of earth, cherished in her too brief passing by the soil. Companions of the springtime and the breeze. a candid garland set with simple forms, her rapid fingers taught a flower song. The stanzaed movement of a marriage hymn. Sacrament of joy in treasuring farm. She brought flower symbols of her offered life. Then, with raised hands that trembled a little now at the very closeness that her soul desired, this bond of sweetness, their bright union sign, she led on the bosom coveted by her love.
Thank you.
in klein before some gracious God who has out of his mystery greatness shown to fill with beauty his adorer's hours. She bowed and touched his feet with worshipping hands and made her body the home of his delight. Her beating heart, a remembrance of bliss.
Thank you.
whole earth's world suddenly possessed within to all he had been, became himself. An inexhaustible joy made his alone. He gathered all Savitri into his grasp.
Thank you.